Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tony Fernandez. Batting second. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Bell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ernie Witt. Batting sixth. The DH, Cliff Johnson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rick Leach. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Garth Eorg. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Manuel Lee. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jim Clancy. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting second. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fifth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ken Schroem. And now, play ball. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez bunts towards short. Snyder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Fernandez moves to second. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fernandez scores. It's 1-0, Blue Jays. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Leach. Bernazard reaches second base with a double. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a fly ball into right field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive towards third. Jacoby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops it up and throws to first, with Clancy covering, for the out. Snyder moves to second. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carter who is chasing the ball. Fernandez reaches third base with a triple. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Upshaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fernandez scores. It's 2-0, Blue Jays. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0-for-1 in the game. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mosby moves to second. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-1 in the game. Witt hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mosby moves to third. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards third. Jacoby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bernazard for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Witt and he is safe. Butler steals second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Leach hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carter. Leach reaches second base with a double. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-1 in the game. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Leach moves to third. One out. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lee for the out. Two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Fernandez reaches second base with a double. Leach scores. It's 3-0, Blue Jays. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Upshaw for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0-for-2 in the game. Mosby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mosby. The throw from Allinson and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carter. Bell reaches second base with a double. Mosby scores. It's 4-0, Blue Jays. Rich Yett now pitching. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-2 in the game. Witt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Leach hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Leach reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 5-0, Blue Jays. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-2 in the game. Eorg strikes out. Two outs. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tabler moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bernazard strikes out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Butler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Fernandez strikes out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Upshaw hits a line drive into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Yet fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter strikes out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Blue Jays. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Indians 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-3 in the game. Witt hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Leach takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-3 in the game. Eorg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Eorg reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Leach goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Blue Jays. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-3 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eorg scores. It's 8-1, Blue Jays. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Fernandez hits a line drive into right field. Carter picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Carter. Lee goes all the way around to score. Fernandez moves to second. It's 9-1, Blue Jays. Brian Olker's now pitching. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fernandez moves to third. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Upshaw takes first base on ball 4. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Witt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allenson hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 9, and the Indians 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Bell reaches second base with a double. Kelly Gruber pinch runs for George Bell. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-4 in the game. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gruber moves to third. One out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, 2 doubles, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Leach hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Allenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Kelly Gruber now playing left field. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bernazard hits a line drive towards the mound. Clancy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 9, and the Indians 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lee hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 4-for-5 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Fernandez hits a line drive into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Upshaw hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Shepard now playing center field. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Witt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo pinch hits for Corey Snyder. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Castillo strikes out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lee fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hall moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-3 in the game. Jacoby is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.